The first week of the new year has not been a good one in New Orleans. In a wave of unrelated crimes, at least 8 people were killed. Yesterday's headline in the Times-Picayune newspaper put it bluntly: killings bring city to its bloodied knees. The police chief and mayor promise a response and say imposing a curfew is likely to be part of the plan. Today, musicians from the city's popular Hot 8 Brass Band said a final goodbye to their drummer, who was murdered last week. Matt Sacchini reports.
When Spike Lee featured the Hot 8 Brass Band in his documentary When the Levees Broke, a new legion of fans caught on to the band's mix of traditional marching music, hip-hop, and R&B. In New Orleans, the Hot 8 also provides music for traditional jazz funerals, leading a procession through the streets to the grave. This weekend, the band faced the difficult task of performing a funeral for their own drummer, Denaro Shavers. Bandleader Benny Pete described playing the dirge, or mournful hymn, that marks the beginning of the procession.
You know, we feeling that dirge. We expressing that dirge to the dead. We feeling in our mind he could see this some kind of way, but if he can't, we don't know. But if he could, he gonna see that I brung my best for him on this morning, this day.
This isn't the first time the Hot 8 has played a jazz funeral for one of its own. In 10 years, 3 members have been killed. 17-year-old trumpeter Jacob Johnson was shot execution style in his own home. 23-year-old trombonist Joseph Williams was shot multiple times by New Orleans police officers. And a week and a half ago, police say 25-year-old Denaro Shavers took a bullet intended for his 15-year-old stepson. According to trombonist Jerome Jones, the Hot 8 personifies the difficulties the city and its residents face. Local economy depends on tourism, and tourism depends on New Orleans musicians.
The small picture with Denaro's situation is that little boy killed him. But the big picture is the situation that go on every day. That's the big picture.
Last year, there were 161 murders in New Orleans, a rate several times higher than the national average. Just this week, there were 6 murders in a single day. Fred Johnson, an outreach specialist at the Neighborhood Development Foundation, says violence on the street can't be separated from the failure of government leaders to provide opportunities for black youth.
Poverty itself is violence. When you fail to educate people, and you fail to put them in a position whereby they have a meaningful job with meaningful benefits, you are now adding another recipe into the pot of poverty, which spills over into violence.
Johnson says brass band musicians are positive role models for young people in New Orleans. In songs like Get Up, Shavers called for an end to the violence that would claim his own life.
Cause somebody might get hurt, face put up on a shirt. I sleep right, be right all night. Everybody in sight, just
get up, shake that ass to the ground.
Come on, come on, get up, get up, get up, get up.
After long nights playing with the Hot 8, Shavers woke up early to teach French and lead the marching band at Rabouin High School. Rabouin band members Desmond Bell and Quincy Bridges struggle to understand how their teacher could be struck down by one of their peers.
They say when you're out there in that world, then you live by the gun, you die by the gun, but this person ain't live by the gun.
So he shouldn't have died by the gun since he didn't live by it.
As he prepared to bury yet another band member, Benny Pete asked city leaders who rely on musicians to project positive images of New Orleans to place more value in their lives and livelihoods.
We supposed to be the Hot 8. We represented the city on a big old documentary with Spike Lee. We represent the city every time we go to France, Germany, and wherever we go.
In a jazz funeral, the mournful dirge is followed by an upbeat spiritual, signifying the joy the dead brought to the living and the will to persevere without them. Hot 8 trombonist Jerome Jones.
We a band that pray. We a band that stick together. We a band of brotherhood. What we try to do is enjoy the time that we do have together. Do we sound like a bunch of thugs?
Members of the Hot 8 say they're committed to New Orleans, but are frustrated with what they're seeing at home, and are even discussing a temporary move away. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sacchettini in New Orleans.